Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly.
That's Chrissy McVeigh of Fleetwood Mac fame. That's right. There you go. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tim Berry is our guest, our good friend, the galactic guru of business planning, author of Lean Planning. That's his new book. I encourage you to check that out wherever books are sold. TimBerry.com, by the way, is how you find the stuff that he works on every day. His blog is there. It's outstanding. You'll thank me later for telling you about it. We're talking about doing a strategy refresh here as we come into the end of this year and beginning of getting ready for a new year. Tim, we talked about in the last segment. You gave us you reminded us that we should do a check on our identity, how reconciling what we think we want people to know about us and to think about us, and what they actually think about us. Reconciling those two, I think a lot of people would be surprised and maybe have their feelings hurt a little bit. What do you think, Tim?
Yeah, well, business is business, and you need to know, right? And,
that's exactly right.
Being unaware is not better. Yes,
surprises are for birthdays, aren't they?
Customer controls your identity, but you also every day are building your identity by what you do and what you think is important.
Yeah, absolutely. I like what you said about you need the information. I always say surprises are for birthdays, not for business.
Yeah.
All right, what about the market side of this?
That's the second big fundamental that I think that determines strategy. Identity is the first. The second is your target market. Who are the people that you intend to be serving? How are they different? How do you reach them? Where do they go when they want information? How do they find you? What's different about them? Who isn't in your market can be very, very important to strategy. And, of course, we're talking about ongoing businesses. So the strategy refresh at least once a year is going to give another look at that with the underlying assumption that things are always changing. And while we're doing the details that we have to do every day, we can lose track of that. So we take a step back and what is our target? Why? Why have we chosen that? Are we reaching those people? Are there other people that we should be reaching? Have they changed? That's part of the strategy refresh. What's going on with your choice of target market?
You know, Tim, we've talked about I mentioned your book. You mentioned mine earlier. There's another book that I think fits in what you're talking about perfectly right here. And it was written by Spencer Johnson. And the book is called Who Moved My Cheese? I'm sure you've read that book. Folks, you need to read that book, and here's why. This market thing, one of the things you've got to do when you're refreshing your market position is when you go out into the marketplace, ask yourself, is the cheese where it used to be? Is my cheese where it used to be, or has somebody moved it? If you continue to go back to the same place, and it's either not as good a cheese, or it's not as much cheese, or there's nothing there, you know, then you've got a market problem. And here's the thing, Tim, it's happening all the time, and it comes back to customer expectations. Customers are changing their expectations. They're evolving every day to the point where a customer that you could always be counted on for the last 10 years maybe, overnight could change their expectations because of especially some piece of technology, and you suddenly become irrelevant to them.
And people are changing. I don't mean each individual is changing, but the millennials were born from, I think they say, 1980 on. Well, the ones born in 1980 are 36 years old now.
Yep.
And they grew up in a world very different from those of us who are older, and their assumptions are different. How you reach them is different. And another thing that's different lately is that they are now earning and spending money. Those are not teenagers anymore. Does the rise of the millennial affect your market? Maybe yep. it does. Maybe
there's
it doesn't.
There's 84 million of them, by the way. 84 million of them.
84 million. And buying power and all of that. And some of the expectations and customs are different. And this is great. This is, you know, change is the spice of the world. But in a business, you need to be able to anticipate change and deal with change to your favor, right?
Well, as one of my Brain Trust members, Rick Maurer, likes to help us with, not just deal with it, but lead it.
Yeah.
And be a leader in that area. And see, the thing, Tim, that to me, we brought up change several times there, is it's the problem is not that business owners aren't capable of changing. It's that they haven't gotten used to the compression of time between one model and the next model. The velocity of change is what's taking our breath away. What do you think?
I think absolutely. And again, it's not our fault that we are all involved in the details. You have to be to get through every day. But I think good process is also to set aside some time for this refresh where you do. And you mentioned it earlier, Jim. You talk to your customers.
Yep.
You get out of the routine and you look around for maybe there are new markets developing. Maybe your existing target market is shrinking. Maybe the services required. Maybe there are contiguous opportunities that are close. All of that, you might not see it if you're so involved in your business that you don't have a chance to take a step back and look around for it.
Well said, folks. That's the wisdom of Tim Berry. TimBerry.com, PaloAlto.com, BPlans.com. That's where you can go and find hundreds of real-life business plans to look at and to compare yours to get ideas on how you can do your own business plan. BPlans.com. They won't sell you anything there. It's all free. All a great offering from our good friend Tim Berry. Quick break. Stay with us. We're right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.